Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, a lot of extremely talented people unemployed these days, and the number of others underemployed. It's really stunning. Even the unemployment statistics you see don't include those who are beyond the length of time to look for a job or may have stopped looking. But someone with us in studio intends to do something about that, and that is Lisa Wiley-Parker, talking about Unemployed Professionals Networking event coming up in Delta Township. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm great, Jack.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And welcome back to the area. You are a Michigan State graduate, as is your husband, right?
We are Spartans, yes, indeed.
And you were in Texas, and then you went to the Baltimore area,
mm-hmm.
and now back here.
Back here for about 2 years now.
Okay, great. And this was an idea you had. You had been a headhunter previously,
yes.
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that doesn't mean that you were actually a hunter. It means you yeah. were working, helping people, helping companies find people for the positions
yep.
they needed.
Yep, more accurately, a third-party recruiter, but most
third-party recruiter.
Most people understand headhunter.
Okay, terrific. Tell us a little bit about the motivation for this event
okay.
and how you managed to get all these companies involved.
Well, as we shared, I'm a former recruiting professional, and I knew from all those years doing that, the importance of networking.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back to this area with my husband and started hearing stories of the unemployed and hearing how they were canvassing websites day in and day out, I realized that many of them were neglecting the most important element of a successful job search. They were not networking. And on top of that, they really didn't have many avenues to network
mm-hmm.
if they decided that they were going to make a go of it. So I started a table talk group in the Hold area, a round table of professionals that grew into networking groups that are now housed at Capital Area Michigan Works at
mm-hmm.
the South Cedar location.
Okay.
There's four of them, actually, a sales and marketing group, business administration group, IT group, and a science and engineering group.
Okay, so you're over there a lot.
Over there a lot. And those groups meet every other week during the day. Well, the event that's coming up this Monday evening pulls all of those day groups together
okay.
and invites the business community into the process
okay.
to come and see firsthand who some of these individuals are to see if they can help move their job search in a more productive direction.
All right. So anyone who would like to get involved in this networking
yes.
and see what options are out there should just come to Delta Township District Library. Do they have to register in advance?
No, there's no RSVP required, and it is a free event. This is not a job fair.
Okay.
I can't stress that enough. Now, some of the companies who are attending do indeed have job openings.
All right.
But there are a number of people from the business community who are simply well-connected,
mm-hmm.
and they want to hear these individual stories and see if they can be a part of a solution for them. And it's also important to realize when people come to this event, the companies are not going to be distinguished from the unemployed. And that is intentional because networking with fellow unemployed persons can be sometimes more valuable than networking with those in the working world because unemployed persons are out there chasing leads and hunting down openings. So everybody who attends this event has the potential to be a valuable contact for the unemployed and for the business professional.
All right. You talked about networking as being the most important
yes.
component.
Mm-hmm.
And you can network with a number of people, but you never know which one is going to be the contact for that particular moment, right?
You're right. I always tell job seekers that networking is almost like holding a scratch lottery ticket in your hand. Until you take that quarter and rub the surface, you don't necessarily know what the winning ticket is, and you need to take that time. We make assumptions that a person may or may not be valuable to us based on what they do, but there's just no way to know and who they have the potential to connect you to until you establish a relationship with the person.
All right. You have how many different business professionals attending this thus far?
Well, on the company side, I have somewhere in the area of 30 to 40 companies and organizations that are intending to be there.
Okay.
And there are
may or may not have jobs at the present.
That may or may not. And several do. And they've asked me if they can have a chance to definitely recruit. And the answer is yes. And then on top of that, I would guess that there would be in the area of 70 to 100 unemployed professionals stopping by that evening.
Okay. Yeah. When we talk about unemployed professionals, is there an age range here? Is there an education cutoff, anything like that that you would like to let our listeners know about?
You know, I use that term loosely. Really, this is an inclusive event. Excuse me.
Not necessarily college graduates.
College graduates are. It's not required that you have a degree to attend. If that's what you're asking.
That's what I'm asking.
I guess the simplest way to put it is we need people with a clear idea of what it is that they are capable of doing and what they're trying to accomplish at the moment. Mm-hmm. A networking event is not a place to be when you're trying to soul search. You need to be able to paint a picture for the individuals that you're reaching out to of where you're trying to go so they can help you get to that destination. Mm-hmm. And so I guess by professional, I'm thinking people who probably have some degree of experience in what they're looking to do, that mm-hmm. perhaps have some educational credentials to back it up, mm-hmm. and have knowledge of the field that they're pursuing.
Lisa Wiley-Parker, our guest, talking about unemployed professionals in a networking event, and that is going to be Monday, 6 to 8 p.m., mm-hmm. Delta Township District Library. It's at 5130 Davenport Drive in Lansing. Where is Davenport Drive?
That's right past the mall.
Just past
the Lansing Mall.
West of the mall.
Yes, is that Elmwood that drops off of Saginaw mm-hmm. there? Yep. Take Elmwood back and you'll run into it on your right-hand side. Beautiful building.
Okay. Has this been done in other communities? Did you pattern this after something else?
Well, you know what? When my husband and I lived in the Maryland area, I was working very closely with their unemployment division there, and they actually have a separate division for professional level, professional outplacement assistance center. And they ran these networking groups during the day, and then they would occasionally have these evening events. And when I moved back to the area, it seemed logical to try to get something similar put in place here. This is a little bit different than what some may have heard of with the pink slip parties. Mm-hmm. Pink slip parties are great, but they tend to be more social. You know, let's have a beer and maybe we'll have something good come from it. This is a very focused evening where you're walking around shaking hands and trying to connect with as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm. And if you leave with four or five connections and who knows where that may lead?
Who knows where that may lead? And we did this in June, and some people actually had interviews as a result of it and made some good connections there. And the response this time around has been more substantial, so I'm expecting even more success stories from it.
Lisa, we would not let you leave without giving us a little bit of advice. You have certainly seen all aspects of the job search.
Mm-hmm.
What is the single biggest mistake that you have seen job applicants make, or what advice would you give them that maybe is preventing them from maximizing their potential?
And I love your question, Jack, because my focus is on the professional level. And for those that I've been talking with over the past 2 years, the biggest mistake I see people make is they assume right out of the gate that they're going to have to settle. So they look lower. Much lower than what they're actually qualified to do. And so now you've got everybody chasing these entry-level positions, yet the positions that are at their skill level or above, not enough people are looking at. You know, it's not impossible that the displaced professional could actually seek out a promotion today. It's mm-hmm. not impossible, but it does take networking to make some of this stuff happen. Mm-hmm. So what can really change a person's search around quickly is when the engineer stops trying to be your drive-through professional at Wendy's and really connects with the people who can make use of the skills he or she has worked hard to perfect for the past 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, I heard a situation the other day where someone who had a couple of degrees and done very well for more than two decades had been let go by a company, had been trying very hard to find similar work, mm-hmm. and had now was resigned to the fact he was either going to have to relocate. In the meantime, had taken a job in food service mm-hmm. and was very embarrassed about that.
It's an emotional time as a job seeker. In fact, what I find with a number of these professionals is some of them really are well connected to begin with, mm-hmm. but there's this sense of shame when they lose their job, mm-hmm. and they don't naturally reach out to the people who they've worked so hard to build relationships with through the years. They keep it hidden. They want to wait until they can emerge and say, "Hey, look who I'm with now. Look where I work. Look who I work for." And This whole process is really about encouraging people to not sell themselves short from the very beginning, to reach out to the people who they know, to have some focus of where they're going, to be aware of what the business trends are in this community. Where are the investments in our state right now? How does their skill set fit that? And just be strategic.
Right.
And not just buy into whatever bad news they happen to be reading.
If you don't reach high enough, you're never going to get where you want to go. And if you reach a little higher than maybe reality tells you you can be right now, you'll find another level.
Right. Because it really doesn't do our community any good. You hear a lot of comments from people, well, these individuals wouldn't be in this situation if they just budgeted better, drank a little less, stopped watching Oprah. That's not the reality. The reality is that people just need to get a more strategic approach to how we're going to work together.
Do you work with individuals,
yes,
too, private consulting on this sort
of
thing?
Well, I do this all in voluntary capacity right now.
Okay. But obviously you've been involved professionally with this in the past. So.
Yes, and I blog actually about job hunt strategy.
Right. Tell us where people can get that information.
Well, it's recruiteruncensored.com.
And Recruiter Uncensored.
Recruiter Uncensored, UNCEN. SORED, and recruiteruncensored.com is the easiest way. And I tweet.
Okay. So. All right. Last question. This is for unemployed professionals.
Yeah.
If someone has a job and has settled, is technically employed, but not employed where they should be or where they want to be.
Yeah. I would say still come.
You're
probably going to need to have a confidential job search. So come and represent the business community, meet these unemployed professionals, but you're also going to have businesses are going to be networking with one another too.
If you show up to represent the business community and you find your boss there, be very interesting, right?
Be very, very interesting, especially if they're posting your position.
Lisa Wiley Parker talking about the Unemployed Professionals networking event. Once again, that is Monday, 6 to 8 p.m., Delta Township District Library on Davenport Drive, just west of the mall in Lansing, and could have 100 people or so there, right?
Yeah, 100. Yep.
Great opportunity. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to talk with Jay Foley, Executive Director of Identity Theft Resource Center out in California, and we're going to find out about a very disturbing trend in terms of stealing juvenile IDs, in many cases, very, very young children, and some of the financial horrors that have ensued from that. We'll be right back with more Ebling and You on 1320 WILS.